This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez. Statewide coronavirus hospitalizations, cases, and transmission remain near record levels. Monday, the state reported more than 1,600 patients hospitalized with confirmed cases. Half of facilities anticipate a staffing shortage in the next week. Colleen Casper is with the Colorado Nurses Association. She says nurses are beyond stretched thin.
It's more than a burnout. It's a fatigue, it's that moral distress, and it's a chronic trauma, not being able to deliver what you know is the right thing to do.
The state has 121 ICU beds available. That's about 500 fewer than it had at the start of the pandemic. Thousands of people marched in Denver's annual Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. parade yesterday to honor King's civil rights messages of unity, social justice, and nonviolence. CPR's Jenny Brundine explains.
The event is called a marade, a combination of march and parade. It's one of the largest MLK Jr. Day celebrations in the U.S. Charisse Canate says even though she was born after the civil rights leader died, he still plays a big role in people's lives, and the march shows that.
It shows the dedication that people have and the respect that they have for the man that did so much.
The event began at the I Have a Dream Monument in Denver's City Park and ended at Civic Center Park downtown for speeches and celebrations. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
The Front Range will be cold tomorrow with freezing drizzle and slick roads. This is CPR News and KRCC.